So are you going to work through St. Patrick's Day? Don't you want to celebrate Ireland's great accomplishments like Michael Lohan and vomiting into a bagpipe?
Wow, Emma, so I take it you will not be wearing green tomorrow.
I will be wearing head-to-toe orange in honor of Protestant William of Orange, inventor of the orange, according to Yahoo Answers.
You in orange, you'll look like a creamsicle with an old tooth stuck in it.
Well, you'll never see me because I don't leave my house on St. Patrick's Day. Chris and I are going to ride out Hurricane Shamrock, holed up in my apartment, laughing at excerpts from Angela's Ashes.
You know, some people might find your attitude offensive.
Oh, what are they going to do about it? Write a meandering play about how amazing the Irish are at not overcoming adversity?
Well, I'm sorry we can't all belong to ethnic groups as beloved as the Germans.
Please, without Germans, you wouldn't have any of the Indiana Jones movies.
Lemon, your secret love of the Irish is well documented. After all, I am your mentor. You dated Dennis Duffy. And in the 90s, you gave money to the IRA.
I thought I was contributing to a retirement account.
I'm not mad at you, Veronica.
Holy crap, good, because I just sat through like an hour and a half of traffic for you.
Hold on, I gotta bring down your levels. We didn't get a chance to do the levels because you literally walked in during the 30 Rock intro, which I ripped maybe 30 seconds before airtime.
Awesome. Did you call me?
I did, sorry, a couple times. I was trying to call you so that you would dial in if you were too screwed in traffic.
It cleared up right before I got to the mixing bowl, so I figured I'd make it in.
Lovely.
But I'm lucky that I did not get a ticket.
Well,
I'm just going to tell you that.
Really? Why is that?
Because I was flying. The speed limit's what, 55? I think I was doing like 85, 90.
Really?
Yes.
In that...
So much I love you, John.
In that Mustang
of
yours.
I'm willing to risk a reckless driving ticket for you.
The show's worth it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, take care of the cost of the ticket, that's for sure.
I would...
Insert sarcasm.
I don't know if I'd cover the ticket.
I have sunburn. Feels really good.
You're pale.
Screw you. I have a sunburn because I ran today.
You're in your pale Irish uniform, your little green tank top. Give me the Popeye arms.
Hey, they're getting pretty good.
Keep it on, Mike. Let's
start.
Keep
it on, Mike. What?
Let's start. You turned away. You're like, they're getting pretty good.
Oh.
There you go.
You don't like that?
No, it's horrible. It makes for awful radio.
I love it.
Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Veronica, as she tends to be.
Hi.
You can listen to us live every Saturday at 3 p.m., fcac.org/WEBR. Shows archives, as well as my writing at impapasbasement.com. So if you enjoy this and you're like, I got to kill me a lot of time at work, InPapasBasement.com is the place to do that. As long as your workplace doesn't block it as pornographic, which sometimes happens. Depends on the work filter. Depends how picky they are. We're on Twitter at Papa's Basement, and we're on Facebook at /Papa's Basement as well. And we're done before Lemmy. So we can just bring that down.
Yay, that's a
before
first.
My virus scanner kicks in and we hear that annoying ding on air.
I don't think I've ever heard notice that before.
Yes, you have. You thought it was my cell phone.
Oh, oops.
And you busted my balls about it. Something fierce.
Yeah, you probably deserved it.
I probably did. It's not my fault that my laptop is over 4 years old at this point.
You know what? I think I had the same one. I think we got them at the same time. Mine crashed 2 years ago.
Really?
So consider yourself lucky.
I take good care of it. And I go to several sites that
Maybe you shouldn't?
Yeah.
How do you know that I don't?
Would Veronica be a porn viewer?
Hmm.
I don't think so. I think, well, maybe, but like one or two like kind of boring sites.
What would you consider a boring site?
I know one chick I was friends with who seemed very middle of the road and tame was actually a fan of like Brazzers.com or Braziers or whatever the hell. Brazzers.com.
Hmm.
Which is a pretty straightforward porno site, as I recall. Although some of them have some pop-ups that get pretty, you know.
Graphic.
Yeah, like stickittothisbitch.com and stuff. It's very rough.
Hmm.
Not exactly my cup of tea. Maybe it is like between me and a consenting adult, but I don't care to watch it. It just seems a little violent.
No comment.
Are you enjoying it? Well, I don't want to move on just yet then. Do you?
Move on.
Do you look at anything? Just throw me that bone.
I'm so not answering that.
I won't ask any sites. Because it's the sites that make it kind of like embarrassing.
I'm not answering that.
If you're like, I'm into racksandblacks.com, I'd be like, oh, really? That's
racksandblacks.com.
Oh, there's racksandblacks. There's roundandbrown.com.
Okay, you go to more sites than me.
Oh, I do.
We'll leave it at that.
I think, where was I earlier today? I don't remember. I had 4 hours of sleep. And it's going to show as the
exhausted today.
Do I?
Yeah, your eyes are very like puffy.
I'll,
like you need sleep.
I do. And I'm not going to get it because after this, I have to drive down to Fredericksburg and watch Will perform in his heavy metal band.
I would have gone to that. Why didn't you tell me?
You can come with.
I already told my friend Christine I'd meet her in Old Town.
Well, I'm sorry. I kind of didn't really plan it. It's just whenever he plays, I get free tickets. And
I would have gone.
I figure I can like kind of atone for all the years he did the show by
Will and I kissed
up.
And made up on Facebook the other day.
Did you see that? No.
It's kind of funny.
Really?
Yeah, he put a comment about something, about how you like something to like end the conversation, so I liked it.
Yes.
He was like, what are you telling me, Ronnie J? It was cute.
And then you two started talking again?
Yeah, I guess.
That makes me happy. I don't like any secret feuding in my world.
We don't We're secretly feud. We openly dislike openly, each other, yeah. I think. I don't dislike Will. I just think
he
makes fun of me on the air.
But any girl that like stands up to him automatically scares him / is a bitch because my mom is just a doormat.
I see.
My mom's coping mechanism is to get him to S all over her and then run to me and like cry and say, wipe off the S, wipe off the S.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Aww.
Like all I get to hear about all day is
Will is how, so mean to me.
Yeah, that and how crazy her brother is, who's just kind of like an adult version of
you
Will.
Crazy Greeks.
It's
Let
horrible.
Me tell you.
It's Y'all horrible.
Nuts.
And then once in a while, I'll get so fed up. I'm like, I don't want to effing listen to this. Stop. And she's like, all three of you are rotten. And I'm like,
you're so mean to me.
It's just such a bad situation.
You guys should treat her like a queen. She's your mom.
I treat her pretty well. I give her a pretty penny at this point.
Yeah, you live with her.
That
you let her pay your bills.
She doesn't pay crap of mine. I live with her because she poaches my paychecks. Because I give
her
money.
Oh, you're that kid.
I give her money, yeah. She's
cute.
Government. She hasn't had a raise in like 3 years or some crap.
Dang.
And then she buys Will tons of food, and he comes by every day like a ravaging Hun. And eats dinner and thinks it just magically appears out of nowhere. And half the time I'm coughing up the loot for it.
I hope he's listening to this.
He's not. He's never, I don't think he's been to the website.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He just likes to come here and spew his hatred.
Yeah,
to
he just
everybody.
Wants to talk, which is fine because yeah. I don't do half the crap I should anyhow. I've never downloaded Will's album. It's Gray Sky Eternal on iTunes.
I didn't even know he was in a band.
Yeah, he's been in a couple.
I think he invited me to this thing today, and I think I just forgot now that you mention it.
It's just, it's going to be drunken metalhead virgin kids. I, as a longtime vet of metal shows, I can tell you what it's going to be, or at least what it was when I was a kid. A bunch of guys who smell of the fear of women and semen on their palms, and one very attractive girl who's dating like a musician or something, and everyone just trying to like memorize every facet of her face so they can rail one out later because they'll never talk to her. And then a couple fat girls. That's it.
That's fun.
Oh, it was a gay old time.
He did invite me. Oh, I feel bad now.
You're horrible.
I know.
I was even going to give you a ride.
I totally forgot. Oh, shut up. You didn't even know that I got the invite.
That's
immaterial. That is so not slick, by the way.
What? That I killed my mic to... I'm on these...
To gulp water?
Okay, the reason I look like crap and I haven't slept is because my cold came back or whatever, so I'm wolfing down a second round of antibiotics, and I'm on these crack antihistamines that are so powerful you take them once every 24 hours, and I popped it at like 10 at night, and I didn't sleep until 5, and I was up by 7, because the goddamn cat wanted to go out. And she just walked in and, like, hopped on the bed and did a circle. And I woke up to her ass in my face. And I let her out. So I've had roughly 2 hours of sleep. And I'm sure that won't catch up to me when I'm pounding booze later today.
That really stinks, dude.
I will nod off in 2 seconds. I will be blacked out by the second beer.
I have to show you the funniest little cat thing ever.
Can it wait till the show ends?
No.
All right, then.
We can talk. I'm just looking for it. It's so cute. You're going to die.
Is it your cat?
No. It's a link that my brother sent me. And I sent it to
my... I like cat crap.
Well, I sent it to my my work email, and I watched it there a couple times, and I was laughing so hard that I had to get up. I walked over to the coffee machine, and the sector leader of our
group. And
then
peed uncontrollably.
No. I'm dying, though. Like, tears are streaming down my face. I can't catch my breath. I'm laughing so hard. And the sector leader walks out of his office, and he's, you know, old, retired, colonel, marine, whatever.
White guy.
Yeah. And he's very stern, and he does not crack a smile, and he's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah." It was so funny. And that just made me laugh even harder. I look like an idiot.
Well, where's the damn cat thing?
I'm looking for it. It's loading. Hold on one second.
It's loading? Is it like a little flash thing? Yeah. Or is it a movie? How long is it?
It's like 2 seconds, but okay. You've got to watch it a couple times to get the full effect.
Really? It's a thinking cat joke?
Yes.
Like the cat runs into a wall, but I have to noodle it out?
No, it's so funny.
Sociopolitical significance of that image?
I hate you. Where'd it go?
Okay, put the phone down. This has died. This has died a dog's death.
I hate you. I'll show it to you later.
Now, okay, that's fine. That's fine. I just have it prepped. That's all.
Okay. I'm prepping it now. Continue talking.
Now I know I'm not getting your attention. It's eating me up inside.
Okay, sorry. I can't find it. I'll show you later.
Okay, that works.
It's really cute.
Veronica?
Hmm.
Are you a fan of this day? Are you a fan of St. Patrick's?
Obviously.
How Irish are you?
A quarter.
That's what I thought. The last name is not Irish, correct? It's like British.
That's debatable. Johnson, I've heard, is both, so I don't know.
What?
There's so many.
What is your ethnic makeup? Half Puerto Rican, what's the rest?
What? Do I really look Puerto Rican?
No.
I'm Polish, Irish, English, and Native American Indian.
How much is the last part?
Like a 16th.
Okay.
Like just a smidge.
I like that.
Yeah. Just enough to make my dad look like an Indian.
I was, I dated a chick who was part Indian for a while. Mm-hmm. Like Indian and Persian and then white crap. It was
then
good.
Then white crap?
Just a mix of white stuff. You know what I mean? Like German and British and all that stuff that like looks more or less the same.
Yeah. Well, it's my from my dad's side that's Irish, and they were very Irish. My dad's name was Neil. My brothers are Sean Patrick, Matthew Ryan,
Jesus
and Andrew James.
Christ.
And my nephew is Reed Patrick. So,
wait, was that like one guy's name? That
what?
Thing that you listed like five names, and then you're like, and then this other dude.
No, that was four people's names.
Okay, yeah. They weren't like Sean Patrick Mahoney Jameson, and that was
Sean
one
Patrick,
person.
And then Matthew Ryan, and then Andrew James, and Reed Patrick.
Okay, so it is like
there's
a bunch
four
of
names, four people they
with
each have,
eight names.
Well, first and middle name.
They sound like porn stars.
You're telling me that my 2-year-old nephew sounds like a porn star?
He'll grow into the role.
No.
List the names again.
Sean Patrick.
Yeah, it's a porn
Matthew
star.
Matthew Ryan.
The first one could be a porn star that goes either way.
Sean Patrick? Seriously?
Yeah,
it's
Sean
like the
Patrick.
Most Irish name you can find.
Yeah, that'd be his gimmick. Like he'd have a big red beard and bushy red pubes.
Nick has a big red beard. I love it.
All right, we'll get to that later.
No, we won't.
Second name?
Matthew Ryan.
That's a quarterback. Go on.
Andrew James.
Andrew James is a porn star name.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's totally a porn
it's
star
totally
name.
Totally not.
You just mash two first names together, and it's like, it's the porn star name maker.
So then every single person on the planet who has a first and a middle name has a porn star name? What's your middle name?
Vasilios.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, you poor kid.
John Vasilios.
How the hell?
That's
were you
not
like
a porn
14
star.
Before you figured out how to spell your name?
Oh, the middle one? I didn't learn until my dad died.
Seriously?
Yeah, I had known because it was always just John V on tests. I never
you didn't
had to
know
spell
your
it.
Middle name.
I knew what it was. I didn't have to spell it, so I never
You're
did.
You're joking.
No. No,
Vasilios?
Maybe.
Vasilios? Did I say that right? Vasilios.
Vasilios.
Wow. That
Wait,
quite
I
name.
Might have been able to spell that. I couldn't
Jonathan?
Do my.
Jonathan? Is it John or Jonathan?
It's John.
No, it's not. It's Jonathan.
It's John, J-O-H-N.
Just J-O-H-N on your birth certificate?
Yeah. Not the Greek version of it either, like the American.
John Vasilios Papageorgiou.
Yeah.
That is a mouthful.
I'm trying to, no, I did know my middle name. It was his middle name. I didn't know until he croaked and I had to write it out a lot.
Seriously?
It was weird to spell. I'm Greek, but I was raised here. His was Kyriakos.
Kyriakos?
Kyriakos would be the Greek pronunciation.
Kyriakos was his middle name?
Yes.
What was your dad's full name?
I can do the Greek if you want.
Do the Greek. That's hot.
Vasilios Kyriakos Papagioriou.
Holy crap. How do you say your real name? Your last name, really?
Papagioriou.
Oh, you're just John Papa for the rest of
there
your life.
There you go.
Today.
Yeah.
I don't think my mouth will do that.
His, it takes a while, trust me. It's because, like, I grew up listening to that crap, even though I can't really speak it. Like, if someone gives me words, I can pronounce them, like, decently.
Yeah.
But,
You should make everybody say your name the right way.
Nah, screw that. His first name becomes the kid's middle name. I don't know if it works that way for, like, a daughter, but I know for a son. Like, Will's name is technically, because Vasilios is just William.
Yeah.
So Will's name is, like, William Papa Georgia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's how surnames, like the O in the mix from Ireland, that's how they got there.
I know Fitz means bastard.
Does it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one. I think like it's Fitzsimmons. O is of, Mick is like a descendant or something. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
like remember. If you're Fitz Johnson, it's like Johnson.
You're a bastard? Really?
Yeah, banged the cow lady.
Dang.
And they
that sucks.
So you couldn't even lay a claim to the real name. It was like, you're the crappy version.
You're the bastard child of.
You get none of the goods.
Wow. Well, Patrick was a slut.
Good for
there
him.
Are so many Fitzpatricks out there.
Oh, I know. Patrick got around. That Irish curse wiener of his.
I love it. If I plug this in, am I going to get a shock?
What, your charger?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, like, the socket's exposed?
Yeah.
I think it's still safe. It's just missing the cover plate.
It just looks really scary.
It looks a little back of the house, as we say. You're fine.
I see sparks.
Did you really?
I'm running. No, I didn't.
Okay, you're fine.
Sorry, I'm going to be out all night long, and if I don't charge my phone, I'm screwed. Tonight.
That's cool. I got sent my second replacement iPhone. Each one has had a crappier battery than the first.
Oh, I love these smartphones.
And I'm sending them in because they have horrible batteries. So Verizon's really going to get pissed because I got this one in the mail yesterday, and it makes the second one's battery look amazing. And the second one had a horrible battery compared to my first one that was like over a year old.
Seriously, they charge so much for these phones, they should just give you two or three batteries.
Well, the iPhone, it's like fused in because they get off on
what?
That. Oh, yeah.
You can't take the battery out?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm never
it's
getting
one
an
solid
iPhone.
Piece.
That is ridiculous.
Well, it's rarely the battery actually that's messed up, though. It's a lot of times the phone's reaction to the battery or some crap because I've had phones where the battery life sucked and I started swapping the batteries out.
Yeah.
And it did nothing.
That's how I got this one for free because I had so many issues with the BlackBerry and the batteries.
Really?
Yep.
They all suck.
No, dude, this one, it needs a new battery, but the phone's over a year old and I love it. I don't want to get another new one. I can upgrade. They're like, we'll give it to you free. Just sign another contract.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Want to because I love the phone.
No, I get my my 20 months done. I'm getting that new phone in like 2 days.
Ugh. I'm going to wait until this one dies. I love it.
All right.
That and I'm cheap. I don't like to spend money if I don't have to.
There's
Why are you
the
laughing
honest answer.
At that?
There's the honest answer. That's all.
Yes. Sorry. I'm trying to get closer to the thing.
It's okay. I'm just girding myself for what the rest of the day is going to be like.
You're going to die.
I don't care for this holiday.
Why?
And not so much because I like to bash the Irish.
Yeah, because I will beat you up right now.
That was
sorry,
little,
I was trying
a little long
not,
out of your mouth there.
I was trying not to say a few words.
That sluggish Irish brain of yours.
Hey, I've already been drinking today. I'm kidding.
I don't like it because it's one of those days where people go totally over the top with the drinking.
Uh-huh.
And I hate drunks. I hate dealing with drunks.
You hate drunks.
I do.
It's not like you deal with drunks on a daily basis, dude.
No, I'm not a bartender.
Unless your mom gets drunk. At home and like...
No, no one gets
shits
drunk.
On the cat or something? See?
No one gets drunk around me. We as a family, like booze was almost never present. My dad might have a beer with dinner.
Huh.
That was it. I find drunks obnoxious and I find a bunch of them...
Unbearable?
Yeah. Like, you know the worst times I've ever had were the HF festivals. You remember those shows?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm not from here.
You're not from the area. before you came here, there was like a big rock station, alternative, back when alternative was a thing and it mattered, called HFS.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the HF Festival, which, you know, like any, what was your equivalent in Michigan where you're from? Where they get like just a bunch of bands and it's like, hey, we'll play your record if you play this.
They don't do that. They had the Strawberry Festival in Michigan, in Belleville. There was never like a big, not that I went to.
You effing hick.
Shut up. I liked my dirt road.
I had to get that one out.
Yeah, because they couldn't hear you on my mic.
We've been over this.
Yeah, I know. Every time.
I'm trying.
You need to get healthy. That's ridiculous.
You need to leave this damn area because I think it's allergies now. But HF Festival, they would get maybe 12 acts, and it would start at noon. People would be tailgating from 10.
So it's like Shamrock Fest now?
Yeah. Okay. Just people who otherwise wouldn't go to concerts, because I used to go to a ton of concerts as a kid. And after you get to a certain age, like where people aren't just going to mess with you because you're like 12, and why the hell wouldn't you mess with a 12-year-old at a Metallica concert, like burn him with a cigarette or whatever? I didn't do that. I'm just saying when I was a little kid, you'd get messed with.
That's mean.
And then you grow a pair and you walk around and that's that. But it was a bunch of people who went there to drink and not so much do the concert.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be vomit everywhere and people passed out everywhere.
That's disgusting.
I told you, I don't know if you were ever here. I've mentioned this on air a couple times. I routinely would win free tickets to it. And the last year I went, Will and I left maybe 90 minutes in because we heard this screaming and this kind of like rustle behind us, and someone runs past, and I'm like, I'm all wet now. What the hell happened? This guy had cut himself like from his elbow to his wrist and was like fire hosing blood.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
And we looked like Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
and so then I'm trying
gross.
To get like anywhere where I can wash this crap off, and the guards wouldn't let me go out because they thought I was like trying to sneak backstage. And I'm like, yeah, this is stunt blood, asshole. So I had to ride home in the metro like caked in blood.
Ugh.
And the tragedy of it all is that it ruined Will's Men on Film t-shirt. Like he had this in living color, Antoine. And oh god,
that's the tragedy
and Blaine.
Of the day.
You well, yeah, neither of us got
many
AIDS
diseases from the blood.
We got tested.
That's the tragedy.
Had
of
we
the day.
Gotten anything, I suppose the blood would have been the tragedy. But we were safe, so the loss of this amazing T-shirt, that was the tragedy. And never again have I subjected myself to anything like that.
Dude, I won't go to Shamrock Fest for similar reasons. It's disgusting.
And weird. Again, for those not from the area, Shamrock Fest is just a huge St. Patty's Day concert.
Yeah. It's, ugh. Do people even go there to watch the bands?
No, it's just to get faced.
Yeah. The last time I was there, we got there a little bit late in the afternoon, so maybe 1 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock when people start drinking. There was so much trash on the ground that you could not take a step without kicking trash out of the way.
It's
gross.
Filthy.
It was gross.
And I realize this has become like the old curmudgeon hour, which it's been for a while, but now we're really celebrating it. But I don't get the joy in that. I don't get off on that.
I don't have any fun.
Like, if I'm getting drunk, I want to be with a couple friends.
In a house.
Yeah.
Maybe
with house
a
pool. Is good. I don't want a DUI.
Yeah.
I just want it to be chill. Hopefully I'm getting some end of the night. Or I'm passing out. I don't care. Just some kind of not a tragic ending.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to these, like, just packed houses of drunks. Drunk people are dumb.
I know.
They're like babies with adult strength.
I know. With adult.
It's really creepy.
Yeah. I don't like being drunk anymore. I'm going out tonight and I'm like,
The last time I was like pretty demolished drunk had to be like 2.5 years ago.
Really? Oh, mine was totally in January. I still have glass in my finger from it.
Really? Nah.
It was horrible.
Maybe I'm not remembering, but yeah, just like obliterated drunk.
Like your friends have to carry you home.
Well, I got home, but then I woke up and I was like puking in a sink.
Dude, I woke up the next day. My friend Tracy and Lisa literally like carried me out of the bar into a cab, up a hill. It's freezing outside. Tracy put me in the shower, got in the shower with me, washed my hair for me.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And I still don't know what happened that night because I drank the same amount as them. And I have no idea what happened. We started talking to guys in the VIP section, and I don't know if I had a drink from them. Like, I don't know what happened, but it was horrible. It was horrible.
I remember having an okay time. Apparently, I was like hitting on a bunch of chicks, and I don't remember that, but I woke up remembering all their names.
Oh, that's funny.
And I'd asked them, like, hey, can we talk on Facebook? And they were like, okay, but I guess to get the drunk away from them. And so I, like, you know, hit them all up.
They're like, hey.
Yeah, and all of them were just, like, totally non-responsive.
Like,
I'm like,
denied.
Hey, okay, whatever. I have a knack for that. For some reason, I can be mashed. In fact, like, much more so drunk, I guess because it quiets my stupid gerbil brain that's, like, bouncing off the walls. And I can actually focus on what someone says, and I'll wake up the next day and be like, oh,
I remember that girl.
I was talking to Tammy Stevenson. That's Clearwater, funny. Virginia. You know, let's look her up.
I don't remember that. I end up looking at my phone, and I'm like, who's he? Who's he? Who's this
number?
The
pictures?
What is going on? Who is this? No, the phone numbers. I'm like,
oh, no.
Who are you? Why'd I give you my phone number?
I'll randomly, yeah, I'll wake up to names in there. But I usually can recall. Like, if I was sober enough to pull your name, mm-hmm, and number, I'm going to remember your face.
Yeah. I'm just done drinking.
This isn't sex. I mean, this is me putting you in my phone. It means something.
Yeah, a little, it'd be more intimate than sex for you, huh?
A little bit.
You actually get a place in my phone.
Yeah. Correctly spelled name and everything. So, yeah, the metal fest that I'm going to tonight. Uh-huh. I'll probably, like, try to bail out by 10.
That's so lame. It's your brother. Just suck it up.
He's performing at 8. And I doubt
Which
he's partying afterward.
Which means they're going to get on at 9:30.
No, it means they'll probably do 8 or 8:30 till 9:30. They're the first act.
Okay.
And knowing him, he
Drink
doesn't.
Some Red Bull.
He hasn't had a drink in years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He is so weirdly anal about holding on to whatever it is he is.
Wow.
He got drunk maybe like 3 years ago at a birthday party, or 4 years ago, and like his shirt came off and he was like picking up chicks and they were having an okay time with it.
Yeah.
He didn't rape anyone. I mean, everyone was laughing. It was kind of like, hey, Will's really drunk.
Yeah.
And he woke up the next day like the greatest shame, you know, just like Japanese voice, like, oy.
I can't believe I did that.
Ancestors.
Oh, seriously?
I mean, it was just...
Oh, that's
he
funny.
He was so... And I was like, well, you didn't do anything that bad. But to him, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So, yeah, I never...
Wow.
Never drink with him. And my buddy that I'm going out with, Tony, he doesn't drink either. So...
Just get Red Bull. Just drink Red Bull.
Yeah, but I feel weird being the only drunk.
No, don't add anything to it. Just drink Red Bull so you don't fall asleep on your way home.
Okay.
Yeah, just drink. Shockingly, you can drink it by itself.
It's putrid.
It does
by
not
itself.
Have to have vodka with it.
It is putrid.
Oh, no, I love it. I used to drink it all the time for the gym. Or
Red
before
Bull?
Before Zumba, yeah. The sugar-free. Yes.
I hate it.
Now I do C4 Extreme, and I love it.
It tastes like you took a bunch of Flintstones vitamins. Not even that good, like Centrums. And you put them in seltzer water and just shook them up.
Huh.
Exactly. You're like, it's pretty dead.
No, I actually totally just remembered that I took a pill out that I was going to take, left it on my bed, and I really hope my cat doesn't find it.
What, is it your birth control?
No.
Is it your birth control?
No.
What else could it be?
I really hope the cat doesn't find that.
Is it a cat-killing pill that you ingest for some
Aren't
reason?
Aren't all pills cat-killing pills?
I don't know. My dog one time drank an entire bottle of pesticide, and she lived several years after that.
No, it's just Tylenol.
Oh, your cat's dead.
Liquid or something. Thanks, John.
He's dead. His legs are all riggery now.
That's making me think I have to go home.
He's already dead.
No,
what do you have to go home for?
He doesn't usually go on that part of my bed, and he usually stays out of
my
room.
He does today.
I hate you a lot right now.
Today, the racket you made right before you left.
No,
you left
I think he would smell it, lick it, and then leave it alone. He wouldn't go for it.
Nice.
He's so picky. He won't even eat some different varieties of cat food. I have to get him.
Cats are anal as hell about
what
they eat.
Two different kinds. So.
I think you're fine.
Yeah, if he won't eat the pills that are meant for him, I highly doubt he's going to eat mine.
You never know.
I hate you. Just
never
say,
know.
Just say, Veronica, it's cool. Go enjoy your day. The cat will be fine. Just say that, please. That'd be great.
So, on to the next topic.
I hate you, and I'm leaving right now.
He's with the angels now. He's with the cat
Goodbye,
angels.
Goodbye, folks.
Come on, hop back. He's fine. Take your mic back in your face. You can't tetherball the mics back and forth.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it actually was. Nice radius on that mic.
I'm just going to play with my phone until you say he's okay.
He's fine. because cats you have to trick to eat their pills, so why would he eat one of ours?
Yeah, I hope.
Well, if I'm going to say that, then you're going to go, oh, I hope. No, it's definitive. He's fine.
Okay, good. He's fine.
You can go out and enjoy your day, and you'll come back to your cat feistier than ever.
Good.
Totally in love with you.
Good.
Hopping in your arms, and you'll cradle him like a little baby Jesus.
A little baby Jesus.
Yeah. Be pretty damn cute. Everything is going to work out fine.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Now the next topic.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about what an asshole DC is?
Yeah.
I mean, for a variety of reasons.
Oh, for many reasons.
Mine.
I'm not a fan. I would take Miami over this shithole and eat.
Good.
Okay,
two,
really?
Two
and
one
I'm
episode?
Trying not to. Because it's a stupid word to block. Yeah.
I'm with you.
SEC,
the Brits,
I said it.
The Brits fling it around on TV all the time. Yeah. It's just words.
I know.
I'm with you.
It's not even a bad word.
Not really.
I'm sorry.
Maybe the hard F you can kind of object to, but
yeah,
the word
hard
is
F,
a word
I get
to
it.
Me.
But the S word, like, come on. You can say slut. Come on.
You can. You can say whore.
Yeah.
I think now they get anal about calling anyone a whore, though.
You're a whore.
Yeah, I am. DC, for those that, again, I've said this a lot. Today, it's a very localized show. It's a horrible, tiny city that has no real personality.
Nope.
Other than I want to make money. And
not even I want to make money. I want to be powerful. That's what DC is about. DC is about power. New York is about money. DC is about power.
I think maybe for like the top people it is. It's about power. But I think.
No, because all of the people kissing their butts are trying to get up there.
Yeah, that's like in government, though.
Yeah, but that's DC.
There's a ton of stuff that suckles at the government teat, like a lot of government contractor jobs, and those are all money-based. Yeah, you're one of them.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Thank you. However, it's not like we get tons of money. The government has to approve our rates. They see what we spend on everybody.
I'm just saying, if you live in D.C. and you moved here, it's only because you were suckered in by a high paycheck.
No, I think you were suckered in because it's a job, because D.C. is not affected
it
nearly
has
as
jobs.
Much.
Yeah.
As the rest of the country with the lack of jobs. Like,
so you're here because it's like a refugee camp.
Yeah. That's why I moved here. I couldn't find a job in Michigan.
Is this or the welfares?
It's this or living in my mom's house. And no offense, but I couldn't do it.
Oh, it's I don't know how I do it. Pretty much I've flushed the last year or so. I don't even want to think how long it's been.
Uh-oh.
I've been back a ways.
It's been a few years.
It's coincided with at least half of the radio, which I've quit.
Yeah.
And
that's okay.
Well, like, I'm making enough cash where it would be, even with just flushing money down the toilet the way my mom loves to and giving her like a K a month or something,
mm-hmm.
I could grab like a basement or something for 500. I don't know. I just don't want to deal with other people.
Yeah, and I don't blame you. I'm sick
and
of roommates.
I don't want to pay for a single. There's like 1,000 minimum.
If not more.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Who the hell needs that?
Mine in Woodbridge was $1,400 a month.
That's insane.
I know.
I think Will's is 11, and that was the cheapest he could find.
Yeah.
And that's like 20-something miles outside of the city.
Unless you want to live in the slums with a bunch of cockroaches and have a studio apartment.
But that's not even cheap. Even those are like 900 to 1,000.
Yeah. The first apartment that I had here before I knew the area, I was in Alexandria in Southern Towers. Oh, my God. I could not wait to get out of there. It was gross. It was so gross.
I'll tell you why I'm pissed.
Why are you pissed, dude?
I'm pissed because I was doing one of my locksmith jobs a couple days ago in the district, and it was after hours, and it was an emergency call, so I was going to make like $150 minimum,
mm-hmm.
depending on what I wanted to charge. At that point, I'm making $90 an hour mm-hmm. and $90 to show up.
Dang.
So it could have easily been like $180.
Yeah.
Just bam in my pocket. So about 20 minutes into the job, I've already finished it at this point, or come very close. I figured everything out that was difficult. I think I was waiting on getting some batteries.
Mm-hmm.
I come back to my car and there's a ticket. And I had checked very carefully for like parking in a place that, you know, is beyond a certain hour. So I didn't need to feed the meter.
Yeah.
And I was very perplexed as to what this ticket was. So I pull it off. And by the way, the tickets in D.C., now they've doubled the size of them. Mm-hmm. Like, all the better to wipe your ass with when you mail it back in to pay it. And I had been tagged for, quote unquote, failure to display proper tags.
What?
And I can only guess it's because my emissions inspection, I'm still waiting on the stickers to come. And they're from, they expired last month.
Wait, why are you waiting for the sticker to come? They put the sticker on as soon as you pass. Actually, no,
you
for
get
emissions.
The emissions, you don't.
They give you a little piece of paper. But I don't have mine displayed.
Exactly.
They run that.
Well,
they
I might not have run it until later in the night after getting the ticket. I'm just saying, I thought it was automatically done for me. So
yeah, no, you got to request the emissions test.
So
I ran
no, I got the emissions test, but I thought the stickers kind of just magically came to me and
they
I forgot about it.
They don't give you stickers for emissions.
Eh, whatever. I thought I was legit.
Okay.
So long story short, I'm a Virginia car. DC should get its mother effing nose out of my business, but it's a parasitic city.
I'm surprised that they would be concerned with a Virginia law at all.
Well, don't be, because
like,
you...
what if I drive a car from Michigan in there and there's no stickers? How would that, I mean, so I get off because that guy doesn't know Michigan law, but maybe
no,
this
I'm
guy
sure they would.
To know?
I am sure they would ticket you in DC.
If I'm driving a car with Michigan tags, they're not going to give me a ticket for not having a sticker on the front. They don't know if I'm a tourist. They can't give me a ticket.
Oh, I'm
for
sure
that.
They'll try.
They can't. They absolutely can't. You can't be expected to abide by the rules of every of all 50 states. When you're driving through their state.
DC will try to make you.
Oh, I would fight that.
Set a record last year, DC did, for parking ticket revenue. They made over $12 million more than they did the previous year.
That's ridiculous.
They take in $370,000 a day on parking fees.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. Took in $31 million, I think, last year.
What are you looking
at? Or no, I'm sorry. I'm actually looking at the article I'm quoting. They took in $31 million the first few months of this year. You're talking, what, 2.5 months or
That's
something?
Insane.
It was written like a couple days ago, which is already on its way to breaking a new record. It took in more than Los Angeles, which has twice the number of meters. And is God knows how much bigger. That's... Do you want to – and if you want to know the secret to their success, first of all, there's crappy meters. Like how many times
yeah. –
You aren't in D.C. that much. I'm there a lot. Do you know how many times you will shove a couple quarters in and it will freeze and then will say fail?
Yeah.
Or like void. And if it truly is messed up, you get to park there for free. The goddamn thing will fix itself magically like 30 seconds later. And you'll come back to flashing zeros and a ticket.
That's ridiculous.
Which I've been working in D.C. 10 years. I think that's gone up from 15 to 50 now.
$50?
I know last time I got one was like 35, and that was like 4 years ago.
Whoa.
So I can only assume they've hiked it to 50.
That's ridiculous.
Because you want to know what happened to me, how much I got for quote-unquote improper tags or whatever?
It's got to be at least $100.
It was. It was $100.
That's ridiculous.
And they were about to tow me.
What?
Yes. So they could make impound money off my
own. I would have fought the hell out of that.
I would have stabbed the mother effer through the eye socket with a screwdriver. I would not be doing this show right now.
You'd be in jail.
Yeah, I would be calling in.
I'd be baking you a cake.
You would hear me getting raped occasionally on the other end.
It's not rape if you go willingly, John.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Maybe some hand stuff for a cigarette. That's it.
Oh, my.
I'm all man.
Oh, my. Even if he's pretty.
I was livid. I took it out on the customer, of course. I banged them for like an extra $50 just to cover it. Somewhat.
Dang.
But I then had to take the car and park it in a garage for 1 hour, which ran me $8, of course. Just so I wouldn't get a second ticket, because if I left it on, they would know to tow me.
That's, wow.
I hate this effing city.
Dude,
this whole country is going down the tubes. Don't get me wrong. We're all dying. Like, everyone's broke. Everyone's industry, everyone's business now is just being a parasite. It's just feeding on their own. Like, you wonder why everyone's broke. It's because we're getting, like, taxed and fined and bled to death.
But you can't afford to do anything anymore.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, why are these restaurants going down? Because I got to pay my bills now.
Yeah.
Like, people without money, they can't help anything. They can pay taxes and they can buy food and that's it.
Yeah.
And every other industry around them dies, and then the people employed by those industries lose their jobs.
You know what's funny? I read an article, it may have been a couple of years ago, about the amount of money that would be that would go into the economy if the government like released or excused student loan debt. It mm-hmm. would be millions of dollars would just flood because it's that much that people are paying in interest and all of that.
It would be
an interesting thing to see.
It kills me. And you know, I'm fairly, again, not political, and I really don't believe either side would fight any of this. You really think you're gonna elect a Republican and the tickets are gonna go down and cease to exist?
Yeah, oh God no.
No. No one can change any of this. I want the country to be just torn down and built back up.
The only way that you would affect this is if you limited term lengths of Congress.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The local dudes who live for like 100 years.
Yeah, reduce the amount that they get paid for the rest of their lives, number one. I think we pay U.S. presidents like $500,000 a year for the rest of their lives. Congressmen, it's like 174 or something.
They can eat my ass. A president needs to live in style.
A president, I'm fine. I'm totally fine with it. But the Speaker of the House gets, what, $285,000 every year for the rest of their life. Like, I think that can be reduced quite a bit. And I think
that's just so piddling compared to what really is going on. But what the hell, it's a start.
It's a start. Well, if you limit the term lengths, I think you'd see an interesting shift because you wouldn't have these senators who've been in power for 30, 40 years.
Oh, they're just doing whatever they can to stay popular.
Yeah. I think it'd
just
be
sinking the goddamn country in the process.
Interesting thing to see.
It drives me nuts, man. It drives me nuts because I will not go in that effing city now unless I'm getting a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I know some hot girls in that city who are down
in
for
DC?
It. Oh, yeah.
Where?
Like
really?
Northwest.
DC is not a mecca of attractive people. Let's be real here.
Let's be real, dude.
Come on.
I had a couple, and I...
Maybe one in 20.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's a city of trolls. Like, you got to go digging. I had a couple. I don't visit anymore. They hate me. I don't care. I'm not paying any tickets.
You're like, you come to me.
Yeah.
But to get somebody who lives
exactly.
in D.C.
Mom's out of town.
To come out of the city and into the country.
Oh, they'll never
as
do
they
that.
Call Virginia.
They'll
oh, my
never
God,
do that.
No. No. Unless they need to go
you
to
you might
places.
As well ask a Jew who escaped the Nazis to come back in.
Yeah.
Be like, Zurich is lovely this time of year. Where is Zurich? I don't think that's Germany.
I don't know.
Berlin. There we go.
Yeah.
That's a safe one. Zurich is like Switzerland or some crap. They all sound the same. They all look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one will ever exit D.C. Are you kidding me?
No. So I just stopped going in to see people. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
I see you in my apartment, then I'll return the visit.
I'm just not going to do it. It's too much of a pain in the balls to drive the 25 miles into that city.
Yep.
Can't tell you how many speed cameras I've been popped by. How many red light cameras I've been popped by.
Yeah.
How many meter tickets I've gotten.
I get anxious just thinking about where to park when I go into the city.
I hate it.
Yeah, because you know it's going to be at least be $20 if you go into a garage.
Mm-hmm. And, 2 hours will run
and
you out.
Street parking's a joke. It's impossible.
Street parking is now $4 an hour, something like that. It's like a quarter for 7.5 minutes.
That's ridiculous.
So it's what, 2 quarters for 15?
I don't know.
So dude. $2 an hour.
That's ridiculous.
And they cap you at 2 hours. That's what I love too.
I'm not a fan. They try to force you to take the metro. The metro is disgusting.
The metro is the worst mass transit on earth.
Yep.
It
stops
not working
convenient at
like
all.
10 p.m.
I know.
If you're trying to have sex, you cannot use the metro. Like you have to show up at noon and get your bone on by 7. Like,
sorry, honey, we can't wine and dime. We just
oh,
need to
yeah.
get to business.
Let's
I got a metro
do
to catch.
This. I showed up with a bag
line.
Of McDonald's. It is, I think on weekends, what? We cut off at 1:30? Ooh.
No, I think it's 3.
Is
because
it? Is it down to 3?
Yeah, it's 3. I'm pretty sure. Because the bar's closed at 2, so they got to give you 10.
You know what's pathetic? Is legally DC's last call is 4. And yet they
really?
Close. Yeah. And yet.
I thought the last call was at 2.
No, because like strip clubs will keep going until 3 something.
Hmm.
No problem.
And they can serve?
Yeah, they can serve.
Dude,
oh,
I remember.
Oh, trust me, they wouldn't let you in there.
I remember leaving the bar in Miami at like 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's how it should be.
It was amazing. We were literally walking into the dorms. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. People were leaving for breakfast, and we were just coming in. It was great.
If you're going to party, that's how it needs to be. Yeah. Not this lame-ass Mickey Mouse getting fired up for a night that lasts from 11 till 1:30.
Yeah, agreed. Ooh, District. So much fun.
I just effing hate this area. I hate the average person who lives here. The traffic. I hate it
all.
Are
you talking D.C. or are you talking Virginia, though? Because I feel like there's a pretty substantial difference between the two.
I think D.C. and like a 5-mile radius around the D.C. border.
Yeah.
I hate it all.
Just include Arlington in that mess. We'll just
yeah.
include it.
Don't get me wrong. A lot of what I say applies to this area, too.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the fact that I had an okay income that I couldn't move whatsoever, you know, like locksmithing,
yeah.
I guess I could set up a whole business from scratch on the West Coast.
If you don't have a lot of debt, you could probably do it anywhere. You know what I mean?
I'm
go
flush.
To Podunk, Kansas.
I'm actually sitting on piles of cash. I'm just inherently very cheap.
Well, then you're taking me to dinner.
I could.
Like, to an expensive place. I want the palm, dude.
I get so pissy, though, because I'm cheap.
I know.
Like, I have tons of cash, but I'm just like,
Capital Grill, John.
$100 God.
We're going. Oh, it'd be way more than $100. The bottle of wine would be $100.
Squire was at the door.
Oh.
Signaling that he is a fan of Veronica.
Would you stop it?
What? He was saying, like, I should take you out. That's
no.
all. Oh, he said he will.
Why do I keep missing him?
Because
it's
he's running
fair.
Up and then running away. I'm not making him up. He really is there. And apparently we can be heard in the halls. So thank God I didn't say anything. Did you want to go
I'm
out
watching.
And say hi to Squire? Come on and to the window one more time to say hi to Veronica. She's now watching. He's not going to. You've ruined the magic.
You're such a liar.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. Why would I randomly make up Squire? Ah!
There, hi, Squire.
Yeah, there. You caught the hand. Well, we've got how much? 8 minutes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Chris Brown and Rihanna. I feel like we have.
I think so. I think people need to mind their own business.
Really?
Yes.
About what they do? Because I very much disagree with you on that.
Really?
I think if she goes back to Chris Brown,
mm-hmm.
or she's like even interested in it.
Oh, she's an absolute idiot. Sure. But
yeah.
these people
she
attacking
be
him.
Beaten hard enough.
Yeah. Well, no. What bugs me are the Miranda Lamberts, who I like as a musician. I enjoy her stuff. But it's like, who are you to throw the first stone? Like, you're telling me you're perfectly sin-free? Give me a break. Come on. I'm not excusing what the guy did, but he paid his dues. He had to do community service.
I think he didn't,
went
though.
To trial.
Like,
why?
He did some light
community
service.
Here's my question. What happened in that car? What happened in the car?
He beat her up.
He had scratches on him, too. So what happened in the car?
If I could use that excuse.
No, you don't
I
know what happened in the car. I don't know what happened in the car. And if
I'm
some
sure
crazy
got into
chick
it.
Is
yeah.
beating me up while I'm trying to drive a $350,000 car, I'm probably going to get a little rough with her, too. So I'm
There's
not saying
rough.
That she deserved it.
There's
I'm not
rough.
Saying that. But I'm saying that nobody knows what happened in that car.
She had like the Baxter Stockman puffy fly eyes. Like, she was pummeled.
Yeah, while he's driving a car? All I'm saying is nobody knows what happened in that car. If she's stupid enough to take him back, that's her bad.
You're
but
a down-ass chick, man. I like it.
I think people need to chill out. I think people antagonize him. It happened, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
I don't
ago?
Care. He's a dick.
Like, sure, he's a dick, but come on. Like, really? I don't think she's 100% innocent in this. Do I think she deserved
oh, no.
getting beat up? Absolutely not. But I think if
okay.
she flipped out.
If we want to go down the slippery slope, I'm sure pretty much any woman, the first time she gets one to the face, did a little something to earn it. She didn't deserve the punch. It's a
Agreed,
chick.
Agreed, but it's not you. Why is it excusable? Why is it okay for women to hit men? And guys are just supposed
I don't
to take
really
it?
Think it is. Like,
let me tell
I
you,
ain't down
growing
with it.
Up, if I hit my brother, I knew I
well,
was going to get it back.
Thing. That's a sibling thing. It's just one of those things. It's like, why can black people make fun of white people and a white person can't really crack on a black dude? It's just how that.
Well, it's a bunch of BS.
It's kind of one of those things where, like, one of the, you know, the parties is
I get it.
The weaker one or whatever
again,
the hell you want to say.
And again, I'm not saying she deserved it. I'm not saying he should have hit her. I'm not saying he should have hit her if she hit him first. What I'm saying is nobody was in that car. Nobody really knows what happened. The kid did the community service. He fulfilled his commitments with the court. So chill out. Like, really?
I guess he's just a performer. Like, he seems like such a twat still.
He seems to me is a kid who feels like he can't get past it, and he wants to. Like, I don't hate Chris Brown, but I'm not a huge Rihanna fan either. So, I don't know. I feel like they're both mediocre, whatever.
I feel
And you know what? If she is dumb enough, if she's dumb enough to go back to him, then why does anybody care about her?
Oh, I hope she gets killed.
If she's
straight
dumb
up,
enough to do it,
I hope he beats her to death, and it's the story everyone wants.
Why would you wish that for somebody?
Because if you go back to something that dangerous, you deserve it. Like, it's like you got a junkie in the family, and you spend $6 million getting them clean.
Well, two years later,
they're back on. I'd be like, you know what? Effing die at this point.
I would never wish that. I hope that if she is dumb enough to go back to him, I hope that they've both grown from the situation and they're both better people.
No, they never will. A dude who beats a chick, that's a very fundamental thing. You learn at like age 4.
But see, that's the thing that I don't get about. That's the part that nobody could quite understand, because he saw his dad beat his mom and he was a big proponent against domestic violence. Like, that was one of his
things.
Oh,
but you got the demon in you.
And then he...
It's like the dude whose dad used to bang around on his mom all the time. He's like, I'll never do that to my... And then you got that whore's blood in you.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care either way. I'm just sick of hearing about it. Like, it happened so long ago. And for people to, like, these stupid, ridiculous Twitter wars, like...
That's pathetic.
Dude, even if you win the Special Olympics...
I know.
Come on. You know what I mean?
I hate the dude. I think she's an idiot.
Yeah, agreed.
And
I think they're both idiots.
I really, like, hopefully some broad who's, like, in this situation learns a lesson, because he just pounds her into a
pulp. No, they're not. No, they're not. They're going to say, oh, well, Rihanna forgave him, so maybe I should forgive so-and-so.
That's what I'm worried about.
It's dumb. Well, it's
like,
totally what's going to happen.
Her being okay with him right now?
They're recording duets. They're doing a bunch of stuff together.
Oh, yeah. Like, songs about him pounding the ass out of her and, like, missing it. And it doesn't sound sexual. You know what I mean? It sounds like he misses putting knuckles to it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I could never. Even if I attacked him and a guy hit me, I couldn't go back.
The most I've ever done.
Kill me, number one.
Was after a broad was really drunk and was, like, insulting my dead dad.
What?
Yeah. I flung her down after she had, like, jumped kind of on me and was, like, clawing at me.
Well, that's self-defense.
Thank you.
That's totally self-defense. Look, I'm sorry, but we cannot have
this
idea.
And that's the best I've ever done.
As a woman, I'm sorry, we cannot have this. We should be able to beat up any guy that we want and expect that they're going to completely keep their hands off us. They're allowed to defend themselves. If we get injured in the process... Dude, my
That's
bad.
All I'm saying.
I attacked you like a raging wild banshee. Like,
I feel it's like a kid walking up to a bear in the zoo and, like, just punching him in the nuts 100 times.
Yeah.
And then the bear finally takes a swipe, like, and they kill the goddamn bear.
It's like people saying, oh my God, I can't believe that killer whale killed somebody.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, part
Don't
of the
mess
name,
with it.
Did it
respect
yeah.
its ability to harm you.
I can't believe the tiger
you.
Jumped out of the cage and bit me. Are you retarded? It's a tiger. Really? Are you that surprised? I have no patience for this.
Don't mess with something that can hurt you. And I'm not saying you should live in fear of it. I'm just saying don't antagonize.
No. Tigers live in fear.
Well, yeah, they're tigers.
I don't ever want to be in a location where a tiger can jump out of an open enclosure and kill me.
What kind of podunk zoo is that?
Dude, it happened like a year or so ago.
Where?
Did you not see that? Yeah, these
I
two
always
kids,
hear the drunks like, falling
up,
into
no,
the tiger.
I'm going to look up the article. Two kids were, like, throwing rocks at this tiger. Oh, the tiger
They deserve
jumped.
Everything they got.
It was in a big, deep pit, and apparently the tiger jumped out.
Yeah, and it went,
and
like, Hulk smash.
The kids. It killed the two boys. They were, like, 16, 17 years old, throwing stuff at the tiger.
Good.
You're an idiot.
Get what's coming to you.
Yeah, you're poking a tiger. Come on.
Oh, yeah. There
Very
you go.
Nice.
We're home free.
Yay.
on that happy note of children getting killed.
Don't poke tigers. Lesson of the day.
Veronica, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
I'm, of course, John Papagiorgio. You can find me on Twitter at Papa's Basement. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Going to have this episode come Monday. It's got every other episode we've ever done. A bunch of my writing as well. Like us on Facebook. I like it when you do that. I wish I could like people liking me on Facebook. But we're facebook.com/papasbasement. Coming up next, Night Train Memories, hosted by the one, the only Squire. Till next week, 3 p.m., fcac.org/WEBR. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.